In this bulletin, concerns Russia is closing in on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. The European Union agrees on a second package of sanctions against Russia. And in sport, the new world number one men's tennis player Daniel Medvedev speaks about his country's invasion of Ukraine. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. There are fears Russian troops could be circling the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, with reports of explosions in the city. Ukrainian officials say Kyiv has been hit by cruise or ballistic missiles, with concerns Russia is closing in to take on Ukraine's seat of government and its largest city. Thousands of civilians are now crossing into neighbouring countries in the first full day since the invasion began, while Kyiv residents took shelter overnight in the city's underground train stations. In a message to his country posted on social media, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed the growing list of casualties and shot down stories that he'd fled Kyiv.
За попередніми даними, на жаль,
according to preliminary data, today, unfortunately, we have lost already 137 of our heroes, our citizens, including 10 officers. There are 316 injured. I know there is much fake news, including those as if I had left Kyiv. I remain in the capital with my people.
European Union leaders have agreed on a second package of economic and financial sanctions against Russia. Following a six-hour late-night European Council meeting, the EU will impose sanctions promised to have a maximum impact on the Russian elite. They include sanctions against the Russian banking market, energy sector, aviation and technology, as well as restricting access to Europe for Russian diplomats and business people. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the invasion of Ukraine has put into question Europe's peace order.
The European Union stands united. Tonight, European leaders were fully aligned in condemning the atrocious and unprovoked attacks. Now we have to meet the moment. We will hold the Kremlin accountable. The package of massive and targeted sanctions European leaders approved tonight clearly demonstrates that. It will have maximum impact on the Russian economy and the political elite.
Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison has criticised China for failing to condemn the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Mr. Morrison has announced Australia will join other Western nations in increasing sanctions against Russia and its allies. The new measures include targeting 300 members of Russia's parliament, Russian oligarchs and media channels, as well as officials from neighbouring Belarus, while Australia will also send non-lethal military equipment to Ukraine. Mr. Morrison says he's concerned over reports that China has eased its trade restrictions on Russian wheat.
You don't go and throw a lifeline to Russia in the middle of a period when they're invading another country. That is simply unacceptable from the reports that we have seen, and I would urge all nations to say this is not a time to be easing trade restrictions with Russia. We should all be doing the exact opposite.
The Labor leader, Anthony Albanese, says it's important that the international community unites against Russian aggression.
And China is doing the exact opposite by actually lifting some of the restrictions that are there on the wheat trade with Russia. It's doing the opposite of what it should be doing, and this is an opportunity for China should be joining with the rest of the world in condemning this action, because this action is solely the responsibility of Russia.
In sport, and the new world number one in men's tennis, Daniel Medvedev, has revealed he had mixed emotions about earning the title on the same day his country invaded Ukraine. The US Open champion took the top spot from Serbian legend Novak Djokovic, who faced a shock defeat to qualifier Jiří Veselý in the Dubai Tennis Championships quarterfinals. Medvedev will become the first player other than Djokovic, Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal or Andy Murray to top the rankings since 2004. He says the last 24 hours have been an emotional roller coaster.
In this moment, you understand that tennis sometimes is not that important, and definitely a lot of feelings when I woke up. Then Novak lost, and actually before the match, I didn't even know that I'm going to become number one if he loses, no matter what. So then a lot of messages, and I understood that it's happening. more emotions.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, it'll be a mostly sunny day with an expected top of 33 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 29. Melbourne, cloudy, 27. Hobart, much the same, 21. Canberra, a shower or two and 22 degrees. Wollongong, showers, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 26. Newcastle, also showers and 26. Brisbane, rain at times with possibly heavy falls, 24 degrees. Cairns, partly cloudy, 36. And in Darwin, it'll be a windy day with heavy showers and an expected top of 30 degrees. That's the latest in SBS News.